Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and Greg, later in the show, we've got our occasional feature instrumental, where we're going to look at the bass six, a fascinating instrument a lot of people don't know about, but it's been on recordings from Roy Orbison to New Order.
That's later in the show, but first, Jim, we want to honor the fact that Thanksgiving has just been completed. We have got full stomachs, full hearts.
I ate too much.
We want to play some songs, a soundtrack for this occasion of thankfulness. Many songs throughout the history of rock and pop and R&B and soul and hip-hop have been written giving thanks. And you don't often associate that with a revolutionary rebel art form, right?
Well, usually you're expressing a lack of satisfaction and not stopping to say thank you.
That's right. And here are the exceptions to that rule. There's a pretty heavy-duty soundtrack. We want to take you all over the map across the decades with our songs of thanks. To start us off, Jim, I want to go to Memphis and Stax Records, which produced a string of marvelous recordings in the 60s, including those of Sam and Dave, the duo of Sam Moore and Dave Prater. Mm. Many of their songs were written by Isaac Hayes and Dave Porter, including the one I'm going to play. The song, I Thank You, perhaps known in some quarters as a hit covered by ZZ Top in the late 70s. A little old band from Texas had a hit version of this song. But the original by Sam and Dave from the 60s of I Thank You, I think, is the definitive one. And not the least of which reasons are Sam's intro. He sounds like a preacher here.
Yeah.
You know, get your arms together, get your hands together, and give me some of that old soul clapping. The song has a vibe to it where he's talking about being smothered by love, and a lot of people might push that away, saying, I don't need so much of you all the time. And they're saying, why not? That is a gift from God. You should embrace it. You should love that person right back with all the affection you can muster. And I think that's a beautiful sentiment at this time of year. Sam and Dave with I Thank You on Sound Opinions.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old.
Sam and Dave with I Thank You. That is my first thank you song that I want to play. Jim, what have you got? Just kick us off.
Well, you know, when we started talking about doing this show, Greg, the very first song that popped into my head is, of course, Thank You by Led Zeppelin. 1969's Led Zeppelin II, pretty much the definitive metal Zeppelin. And then there's this song, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, we forget that John Paul Jones, some people forget that John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page were very accomplished English session musicians playing, you know, with the Kinks and in that scene post-Beatles, the whole pop explosion of 66 and 67 and even earlier. And this, to me, is the one song in Zeppelin's catalog that really could have come out in 66. You know, mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with 69 and the Zeppelin that will become, you know, the rampaging Viking gods of metal in the 70s. It is a 60s pop song. It is a supremely goofy one. These lyrics, oh, my God. Little drops of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of love lost in the days gone by, right? All right. But it's so beautiful, that silliness of Plant's vocals, the mix of sweet and sour that is so classically Zeppelin, the gentle acoustic guitar intro, John Paul Jones's organ, and then, man, when Bonham comes in, right? Mm-hmm. Holy cow. I love the way this goes back and forth. It's just one of my favorite Zeppelin songs ever, as silly as it is. Thank You by Led Zeppelin on Sound Opinions.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
That is Led Zeppelin's Thank You. Classic. I love that song. Greg, what do you have next?
Yeah, that's a beautiful one, Jim. I'm going to go to Tupac Shakur with a song called Dear Mama. You know, love for mom. I mean, who doesn't relate to that, right?
We all love our moms.
And I'm telling you, the one thing about Tupac was that a lot of people viewed him as strictly a gangster. You know, this guy who was talking about running with gangs and messing people up and drug running. And
no, but he got his love of poetry from mom.
Absolutely. The one thing about him as an artist is that there was a tenderness and a vulnerability also there. There was the gangster, but there was also the mama's boy. And he had a very tough upbringing. And this tribute to his mother, Afeni Shakur, is a beautiful one. He talks about, very frankly, about the poverty that he grew up in and his mother's addiction to crack cocaine. And despite the fact that she was addicted, she nonetheless was his rock through a lot of tough times. She came through for him whenever he needed her. And now he's going back and reflecting back on, maybe I mistreated my mother back then. Maybe I wasn't as kind to her as I should have been. And this is his way of saying, you know, I forgive you, Mom, for what you did, and I hope you can forgive me. And the love and deep respect he has for her endures. Dear Mama, a great thank you song to Mom from Tupac Shakur on Sound Opinions.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. In elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you, sweet?
Dear mama.
Lady, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Lady,
Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
That is Tupac with Dear Mama from 1995 on Sound Opinions, a song of thanks. What have you got next, Jim?
I'm going to Natalie Merchant, Greg, but not 10,000 Maniacs, which is, I think, what most fans would think of. I was a huge fan of Natalie's second solo album, Ophelia. Do you remember the art for that? It was this great fold-out CD jacket where she played like 10 different characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was part of a traveling circus, and each the idea was that she was taking on a different persona for each song. I think those two solo albums, especially Ophelia, vastly underrated. And I love this song, Kind and Generous. I mean, what else can you say? You know, you've been so kind and generous, I don't know how you keep on giving. For your kindness, I'm in debt to you, you know? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. What a sweet way to say thank you. What a great voice. We've not heard enough from Natalie Merchant in recent years. She's one of these artists who takes long periods of time and doesn't come back until she has something to say. Natalie, come back. I miss you. But thank you for what you've given us. Here's Kind and Generous on Sound Opinions.
I don't know, you keep on giving. For your kindness, I'm in debt to you. For your selflessness, my admiration. For everything you've done, you know I'm back. For it.
That is Natalie Merchant with Kind and Generous. We'll have more of our picks of songs of thanks after a short break, and later we'll hear the story of a little-known but important instrument, the bass six. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.